My name is Jessica Sosa. I am 15 years old. Today's date is the 25th of November, 2017. I am speaking to Hector Sosa, who is my father, and we're recording this interview in Elgin, Texas. Do you remember any of the stories that you used to tell me when I was younger?
Yes, I do.
Can you recite them or tell me the importance of them? Were they? Or that they had to you?
Telling stories about the difference when I was growing up. I was just playing with toys. Homemade toys. Created toys by hand. And today, technology took over.
What was your childhood like?
Oh, it was very nice. I grew up in a small town. A rural area, and I used to ride my bike most of the time, going around, going to the woods, chasing animals, hunting birds, not hunting, kind of putting on the cages, and it was really nice. Everybody knows each other, and it was really nice.
I'm not going to restart it, but also you can speak Spanish or whatever if you okay. need, if you feel like, just...
Alright.
What's the worst thing you remember grandpa or grandma did to you or when she was a child? You know, I don't know how to explain that.
When I was a child, well, yeah. Grandpa used to be tough because he used to work outside home, like 40 minutes away from, so... We were 8 brothers, so my mom was really tough on us. And when we do kind of any mistake, we were grounded sometimes for a week without going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You so, tell me stories about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've been grounded in the house for the whole week.
Or she, when she was really mad.
And then, I mean, if we broke the rules, I mean, that was like chancleta. Yeah, she used to spank us really hard if we don't obey or don't follow her orders.
Yeah. Are there any bedtime stories that have been passed through the family years that you haven't told me that you want to decide to tell me now or no?
Not really, no.
No stories at all?
Well, it was many stories about kind of creepy ones, especially on the rainy...
No, like family stories. Yeah, that's really.
My mom used to pass me those kind of stories. Actually, in very bad days, like heavy rains, with a lot of thunder, she used to say, kind of weird things like, the beheaded man, in the chariots, or the ghost, or don't go outside because lightning is gonna strike you, so stuff like that to make us scared. So we never go outside.
Is that it?
Yeah. That's grandma's stories.
Almost kind of like fables or whatever.
Yeah.
Fairy tales. Now this one's about what I was telling you. Can you tell me where you came from and what the experiences of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
Well, I came to the States when I was very young. Actually, I'm coming from a very wealthy family, but unfortunately very strict. They didn't let me do what I was wishing for in my life, and I kind of ran away from my family because basically I didn't get any freedom or they used to decide all everything on me. And when I came to America, I was a young man. I was 18 years old. It was back in 85. And, and it was a big difference. I started working everything by myself. And that's why I decided to come to the States. Got a no better life, but to got more choices because I didn't have any.
So they pick everything
for Yeah, even my girlfriends.
Really?
They should be a rich girl.
That's what they said? That's what they told you?
Yeah, because my dad, he was a...
That's why you always told me that grandma didn't like mom.
Yeah, so my dad used to be a very successful businessman, and he a politician, and he works for the government, so they was expecting me to pick up only rich girls, which back then I didn't like that.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they choose even my girlfriend, so I didn't like it. Because, you know, when you like someone, he doesn't, I mean, I don't care. I mean, poor, rich, you know, you like the girl. What's the point? I mean, the feelings, the looking, I mean.
Okay, Dad.
You know, who cares if he's rich or no? I mean.
Were there difficult moments when you came to the U.S.? And can you tell them to me?
Well, back then it was not difficult. It was kind of adventure for me, and it was easy. The law back then, it wasn't that tough. It was like, I will say more. We used to go to the DMV or DOT to get our driver license or our D without presenting any legal paper from the states. So it was very different than it is right now.
Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
Well, I will say that it was sweet, bitter.
Bittersweet?
Bittersweet because, you know, in one hand, I got my family back in Mexico. But in the other hand, I just got my life here, my wife and my kids.
And me.
And you, of course. So, yeah, bittersweet, but it was nice. It was nice.
Weren't we in Iowa when you decided to become like a full citizen or whatever? I was like 7 or something.
Yeah, you were like around, I don't quite remember. It was a long time ago, but yeah, we were in Iowa.
Weren't the laws changing, so you had to...
Well, you know...
Well, you just didn't want to risk it. I remember hearing that. I didn't really ask anything about it.
Well, after being a legal resident, I thought that, yeah, I got enough. I don't need to worry. But after September 11, everything changed. Laws start getting more involved with people who didn't born here. And finally decide to become citizens and got more benefits and, you know, yeah, most likely get more benefits and the right to vote. Mm. Yeah.
What was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country? I don't know what that means, but like, how hard was it to adjust to this country?
My biggest problem when I think for most of the people, and it was for me, it was the language barrier. When I came here, my English was way too limited to just a few words. And it was very difficult to communicate with people, to get along with them. But since day first, I got a dictionary and I started learning word by word and practicing. And I wasn't shy to talk to people even when I make a lot of mistakes. And I'm still doing it, but you know, it was the only way. And it was my way to learn a new language. It was my biggest problem. I didn't got problem with people. It's like everywhere. There's nice people and then assholes. Sorry, but it's how it goes. And I didn't have problem with people. I felt that I was welcome here. The first place I get into, it was in California. They were real nice. And my biggest problem was the language.
It's not in here, but, like, what made you decide to go to California? Friends or what?
Well, it was, you know, I used to get a bunch of friends living in California. Mm-hmm. I didn't decide. I just went with them because they kind of support me when I got here first. I didn't got money, so they let me sleep in their apartment and feed me for the maybe a week or two until I found my own job.
Can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the U.S.? Just repeat it.
Well, like I told you, I was in the high school. And,
Secondaria in Mexico, right?
When I done doing my high school, I was willing to go to Navy. And actually, I went there. I did the test they put on. And actually, they make me jump from 10 meters high. And I didn't know how to even swim, but I did it. And I was really proud of myself because, you know, most of the young guys failed the test and I passed it. And I was really happy. I was jumping and I went back to my house. And the first person I saw that time, it was my dad. And I showed him, hey, look, Dad, look what I accomplished. I passed the Navy test. They accepted me. And he said, no, you're not going to Navy. You are going to be either a lawyer or a doctor, period. So it was my only two choices, and here I am.
That's why you came here?
That's why I came here. And also because they reject one of my girlfriends who didn't like them. So it was really, it bothers me a lot. And it still bothers me because they never fully accept me, my wife.
Mom.
Yeah.
This is not on here either. Wait, 10 meters? Is that higher than what I jumped from the cenote?
No, a little lower, Mama, but...
Really?
Yeah, but 10 meters is kind of scary situation. You know, it's high.
Well, from that, where I was...
The highest trampoline. It's like the highest trampoline, you know, on the...
Well, from the cenote, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, no, the cenote was higher, Mama, so I...
I didn't know that. I wanted to ask that.
But, you know, I didn't know how to swim, and you know how to swim. It was a big difference.
Yeah, but there's people around you that could help you.
Yeah, well, when I landed on the water, I landed on the runway, and I was out.
So I had Foya to help me with that. Never mind. He told me what to do.
Yeah.
Did they just tell you?
No.
Whatever.
We were a bunch of guys online. Everybody was online and kind of like jump.
They didn't tell you what way.
No.
No.
They just and most of the guys there, they just turn around and go back down and they failed the test. And because I was kind of desperate to be in the Navy, I didn't care. I just jump. Even when I didn't know how to swim, I still jump.
Dang.
Yeah.
Did anyone help you when you first came into this country? Have you helped anyone since you've been here?
No, not really. Because most of my family, like I said, most of them are doing really good, so I never helped anybody, no.
How about any of your friends? Like, have you helped them adjust to the country for, like, a few days?
Well, I always encouraged them to learn to speak English. It was my biggest advice, and people who got the chance to go to school, I always told them, you know, hey, go to school, learn something, do something better. Don't stay in the bottom. That's my advice to you, too. Don't stay in the bottom. There's nothing wrong, but hey, you can do a lot better.
And last but not least, what was your first day like in the United States of America?
The first what? I'm sorry.
Your first day. How was it like?
I was kind of scary. I was like, it was different. When I was in Mexico, I was like, I said, coming from a wealthy, everybody kind of respect me and kind of know me. In a small town, everybody knows me. Everybody waved their hands to me, calling me by my name. Here, nobody, I didn't know anybody besides my couple friends that I came with. And like I said, the language barrier, it was different. So it was kind of, I was happy, but in the other hand, I was kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Everything, it was different. And it was like maybe 2-3 days after I was here that I did the jaywalking and I was stopped by police.
Really?
He gently, he was really nice. He gently was telling me that it was wrong to do that, but you know, I used to do that back home, so.
Yeah. Oh, the attitude over there is a bit different.
Crossing the street in the middle of the cars, even when they are, you know, going. So. And, you know, it was like 3 days after I came here that I did that jaywalking.
It was a warning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a warning. I mean, but he was explaining a lot of things that I was like, what?
¿Qué estás diciendo?
¿Qué coño que dices? What? ¿Qué? Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
You look back on it, and it's just funny. You look back on it, and it's very funny.
Yeah, I mean,
were you embarrassed at the moment, or what?
Well, yeah, because he was the middle of the street. He kind of grabbed my arm because I didn't understand what he was saying. And he, I walked with him. Well, actually, he made me walk with him. He took me all the way to the corner. He made me cross the line, in the lines. So it was kind of funny. I mean, right now, but I was scared also. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know what he was saying to me. Yep.
Everyone's attitude here is a bit different than it is over there, huh?
Well, back there, they don't care about jaywalking.
Yeah. That's not a law, is it? No.
No?
Yeah. Because, like, when we were down there, we'd be walking anywhere, really.
Yeah. Even on the cross path, I mean, most of the people prefer to jaywalking that go to the lines because you need to wait for the green light so the red lights to go.
Yeah.
And then when you do jaywalking, you don't wait for nothing. You just need to be aware of cars and that's it.
Yeah.
And kind of like, holy, holy, holy car. That's the way it goes, mommy. I mean, it's funny, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Most of the people do that there.
Yeah. That concludes the interview.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's done.